Well, I want to spend the time this morning telling you about our Branson trip coming up here this June. It'll be June 12th through the 15th of this year. We've got all the details put together, and in fact, we've got a whole bunch of envelopes stamped and ready to go out the door here today. All those folks who are our Branson alumni, all those folks who have gone on the trip with us in the past years since 2010, will get a mailing in the mail the next few days here that includes a little letter explaining what we have there. They know the details, and then all the information that they need, including the itinerary and some notes about some of those shows that we'll be attending this year when we head down to Branson. Again, this year we'll stay at the Camden Hotel and Conference Center when we head down to Branson. Nice, convenient location, and we will be heading out on Tuesday, June 12th, as we always do. We'll head out early in the morning and make our way toward Branson. We'll immediately get into the hotel and get checked in that afternoon, and then we'll head out for our first event that very night. So we've got some pretty fun shows for you. In fact, that first night on Tuesday, we're going to hit the Dixie Stampede Dinner Show, Dolly Parton's attraction. We did that about 5 years ago or so, and folks seem to enjoy that very much. So we will take in the new version of the Dixie Stampede Dinner Show. That includes dinner as part of the program for those who've been there before. So always an interesting time. If you like that type of a show, you'll enjoy Dolly Parton's version of the Dixie Stampede on Tuesday night. Wednesday's a pretty busy day. Wednesday, June 13th, we will head out in the morning over to the IMAX Mall, where we'll take in an IMAX movie. Ozark's Legacy and Legend is the name of that movie. You'll learn a little bit more about the Ozark area in Missouri and how that was all founded, put together, how it grew over the course of time, and some of the legends and some of the stories from the back of the day. We'll take that in the morning to get our day started. We'll head over for lunch, and then after that, we're going to head to the Hughes Brothers Celebrity Theater for the a show called It, the Hughes Music Show. And that should be kind of a fun show as well. They're the world's largest performing family, is how they build themselves, the Hughes Brothers, and it's one of the great success stories there. That features four brothers, their wives, and over 30 of their children. That's a cast of about 50. They've got some great music and dance and some great instrumentals and production numbers and all kinds of fun stuff. So we'll enjoy that program in the afternoon. That'll be a 2 o'clock show. We'll head out for dinner that evening, and then after that, we're going to hit what's always one of the highlights. We'll head over to the Sight and Sound Theater in Branson, beautiful theater facility, where we will enjoy Samson, the Samson Show. That's their new production this year. He's the original superhero, of course, Samson. He can defeat entire armies and slay lions, but there is a catch to his superpower. He has to follow the rules, and that's where the trouble begins. As Samson battles the Philistines in his own personal calling, he soon falls prey to temptation, losing his strength and sight. But he hasn't lost hope. We hope anyway. We're going to find out as we experience that biblical story and jaw-dropping scale. If you have ever been to the Sight and Sound Theater to see some of their biblical productions, oh boy, yeah, they don't do anything small there. So we'll enjoy Samson on Wednesday night. That should be a very enjoyable show. Then on Thursday, we're going to give you a little time to rest up because we're going to be pretty busy. So in the morning, we'll just have a little bit of free time where we can do a little shopping and kind of relax a bit. And then we're going to head over for lunch. And after that, we're going to go see Six. We did that about 6 or 7 years ago. Saw that show. Six is short for Six Real Brothers. Barry, Kevin, Lynn, Jack, Owen, and Curtis. They take musical entertainment to a different level. They sound like a band, but they don't have any instruments. They use only their mouths. They are pretty incredible. It's a pretty lively show. There's some contemporary music, some R&B, classic rock and roll. There's doo-wop, gospel, patriotic, all of that kind of music involved in the show. They are very talented. Really enjoy that show, and we're going to enjoy that as an afternoon show on Thursday. And then to finish off our entertainment portion of our trip, we're going to enjoy the show Raiding the Country Vault on Thursday evening. That's one of the newest productions in Branson, and it's a really a fun show. If you enjoy country music, you will really enjoy that particular show. Raiding the Country Vault has lots of different types of music. It features a set of country music's most renowned favorites. They'll celebrate artists like Conway Twitty, Patsy Cline, Johnny Cash, Buck Owens, Charlie Daniels Band, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Garth Brooks, Dolly Parton, Dwight Yoakam, George Strait, and a whole lot more. You'll enjoy that show if you enjoy country music, and that should be a lot of fun. So that's a list of the shows that we'll be seeing this year. The Dixie Stampede will enjoy an IMAX movie, Ozark's Legacy and Legend. We'll hit the Hughes Brothers show, Samson, at the Sight and Sound Theater, along with Six, which is also at the Hughes Brothers Theater. And then we'll hit the Raiding the Country Vault show. So lots to see and do during our time in Branson coming up this June. Now, in addition to that, we always have some great food. The only food that you're really going to be responsible for on your own will be on the trips down and back. We have deluxe motor coach transportation, which is, of course, included in the price of the trip. And the lunches on the way down and back, we'll stop a couple of locations. Folks that have traveled with us before know we'll stop at a couple of locations that are relatively convenient, give you some options to get out and enjoy some lunch and stretch the legs a little bit. And then otherwise, all the food during the course of the trip is covered. We'll have dinner, of course, that first night on Tuesday night at the Dixie Stampede. That is a dinner show. On Wednesday, we'll have lunch at Famous Dave's Barbecue, so you get a chance to enjoy some of that. We'll have the dinner at the Grand Country Buffet Wednesday evening. Lunch on Thursday will be at the Uptown Cafe. We always enjoy that trip. And then we're going to hit Florentina's Ristorante Italiano. Didn't expect to see that in Branson, did you? But we're going to have dinner at the Italian restaurant on Thursday evening then, before we hit our last show. In addition to that, of course, the hotel provides a deluxe breakfast each and every morning. And then in the evening, cobbler, cookies, and ice cream. Folks love that. We'll finish off our day with that. Of course, Friday morning after breakfast, we'll be heading back home on June 15th, back into the Atlantic area for folks to spread out and head back home again. Now, we've got a lot going on during the course of that trip. That's a whole lot of stuff happening. And, boy, you got to think, how much is that going to cost? Well, we work really hard with our sponsors and the travel folks to try to keep this as reasonable as possible. And we've had a lot of success with that over the years. Last year, we actually had to turn people away. We filled up so fast. Our rates this year for our trip go as such. A double occupancy rate this year is $495 per person. And that includes all of that stuff, the hotel, the motor coach transportation, all of those shows and all of that food and the other attractions that we'll see as well. $495 per person, double occupancy. If you want to stay three to a room, triple occupancy rate is $460 per person. And if you want to stay four to a room, it's $435 per person. We also have a single occupancy rate. If you don't have a roommate to take with you, $625 is the cost for a single occupancy room there. Now, we have lots of things going on during the course of this trip, and it's been fairly popular for us. We appreciate folks making it a part of their annual travel tours. We've actually already had a few folks come out and sign up, even though they didn't really know what the price was going to be at the time. That's how much they trust us with the trip each year. Last year, we were just overwhelmed with response last year to our trip. In fact, as I said, we had to put a waiting list together, and we were unfortunately not able to accommodate everybody who wanted to go with us last year. We filled up so incredibly fast. This year, we waited a little bit longer to make sure we could knock down those details, because we did have a few late changes on our schedule due to other factors. And we didn't want to, we don't like to do those kinds of things. We like to be able to show you exactly what we're going to do early. So we waited a little bit longer to get this started because we filled up so fast last year with registrations. Now, this year you have until March 30th. That's the registration deadline. But I will caution you, we had some folks that thought about the trip and then kind of put it on the back burner and then called us before the deadline. But unfortunately, we were already full. Our original intention when we did this was to take a busload down there. Well, it immediately became two busloads because we were so fortunate to have so many folks that wanted to go with us. Last year, boy, we could have filled up probably a half of a third bus if we wanted to last year just to get started. But we're limiting it to two buses. So, again, that registration deadline is March 30th. But, again, I encourage you that if you are serious about going, talk to your friends or family that you want to go with. get those plans made early and get a hold of us so that we can get you on the list, because we did fill up last year, and folks who waited till closer to the deadline were, in some cases, not able to go with us. So that is the deal. Now, we do need payment at the time of your registration to reserve your spot. We can take payment by cash, check, or credit card, but no refunds after March 30th. Once we get the money to the folks in Branson, we are unable to refund the money. We do have trip insurance available, and you can contact Jane Becker at Becker Travel if you're interested in trip insurance at all for something like that. So again, that Branson trip coming up June 12th through the 15th this summer. Should have a lot of fun. Dixie Stampede, the Hughes Brothers Show, the Sampson Show at the Sight and Sound Theater, Six Real Brothers, and also Raiding the Country Vault. All of those great shows and some great food and some other attractions. A little bit of rest and relaxation time along with some shopping time for you as well. We've got you covered every which way, along with motor coach transportation and nice accommodations at the Camden Hotel and Conference Center as well. Hope you get a chance to join us. Again, those rates, double occupancy, $495 per person. The triple occupancy rate, $460 per person. Quadruple occupancy is $435 per person. And if you'd like a single, it's $625 per person for the single occupancy rate. Give us a call or stop on by here to our studios. Talk to Stacy. She'll get you on the list. And we hope to see you on the bus heading to Branson coming up this June 12th through the 15th. Should be a lot of fun. Please consider making that trip with us here this year.